This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Y'all can count me among those who signed up for HBO's new standalone service a couple of weeks ago. Game of Thrones will do that to you, I guess. Unbundling like that, as it's known, may well be the way television works in the not-too-distant future. But until that happens, Verizon is fighting back. The company's new product pitch goes a little something like this. How would you like to build your own TV bundle? Customers start with a stripped-down basic deal, add their choice of channel packs, one for kids, one for news, a couple for sports maybe. You see how it works. Not seeing how it works at all are companies like ESPN and Fox and NBC Universal, who are saying, in essence, pay me what you owe me. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more now on the ever-changing way we get our content.
Content producers like ESPN typically insist that their channels get included with basic bundles. Derek Bain is research director at SNL Kagan, which watches the media industries. He says they've got two very good reasons. One is ad revenue.
I mean, the bigger the number of subscribers you have, the more attractive you are to advertisers. They want access to the whole country.
The other is the licensing fees, which get passed on to consumers in the price of the bundle. Even if you never watch ESPN and you never see any ads, you're paying for the channel. Verizon says it's offering consumers a way out of that. Legally, Verizon probably can't do it. That's what the content companies say, and Laura Martin believes them. She's managing director at Needham Equity Research, and she thinks Verizon is bound to lose any legal fight. However, the company may have other goals in mind.
One goal Verizon could have is to tell consumers that it's not them requiring the huge bundle, it's these companies that are suing them, which are the content companies.
So, playing to the crowd. Or maybe Verizon is working the refs, signaling to regulators that the contracts are a problem because the bundles force consumers to buy stuff they don't want.
And Verizon's a champion of consumers. They're trying to do the right thing by consumers. And Washington, D.C. should look into these contracts.
Either way, she doesn't see the big pay TV bundle going away anytime soon. She doesn't think consumers actually care that much about reducing their TV spend. Netflix and Hulu took in about $5 billion last year, but consumer spending on cable didn't go down. We're spending more. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.